All right, one of the state lawmakers wearing a path in I-69, heading back over for another day in the state legislature is our local state rep, Dan Lowers. He's on the line with us right now. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What has this last week or so been like there at the state capitol?
My position as the floor leader, making sure that got our votes in order and know what we're doing next. So I think yesterday, I believe we voted on something over 50 bills. Today is a similar number scheduled. So a lot of moving parts right now. I said to someone last night, I didn't know if it was an intentional strategy to wait till the last minute to do things or if people just are coming up with that many ideas all of a sudden. But it's been a flurry of activity, nothing like I've ever seen in my 5 3/4 years here, or whatever it's been.
Well, what is your gut sense, Dan? Is it that there just was a lot of stuff that was sort of bottlenecked, and it's all got to get through before the end of the year, or do you think that it's a lot of retiring lawmakers and people that want to get things through before they leave the legislature?
I think it's a lot of. It's both. Probably the minority of it is the lawmaker who is leaving and saying, "Boy, I really want to get this done." I mean, that might be true with one or two measures for a lawmaker who's on his way out. But so we see a little bit of that. But most of it is, the House acts separately from the Senate, and there's a lot of bills that have been passed by the House sent to the Senate without action. And the same is true, a lot of bills passed by the Senate and sent to the House without action. And I think that's just old-fashioned horse trading where I'm going to hold up your stuff because I know someday you're going to want to, you're going to want something and I'm going to have this to trade with you.
What about House bills? I'm sorry, Dan, go ahead.
No, that's all right.
I want to ask about Bill 6553. This will give legislative authority to and according to some Republicans, allow the legislature to protect its laws. A lot of Democrats, though, and some Republicans have said that it takes power away from the incoming attorney general. How did you vote on that, Dan, and how do you see this bill?
Yeah, I voted for that. There's nothing in the bill that even mentions the attorney general. What we've seen, and we've seen it across the country increasingly, groups using courts to change law or to get the ruling they're after. Now, the court's job is, we do have separation of powers, and the court's job is to interpret the law. But when the people who wrote the law don't have a voice, it's hard to explain what the intent was. We spent a lot of time talking and writing intent, but that doesn't mean that a judge is going to look at that. So it simply allows, and it's not it's going to allow whoever is in the legislature. That likely will change someday. It always does. So whoever's in the legislature to petition a court to have their voice so they can explain what it was they were thinking in the law that's being interpreted.
But there are some that say that this is a power grab away from the attorney general. You say it's not.
I would say it's not, but I think it's being interpreted that way because of timing. So had the election gone differently or had this bill been acted on 18 months ago, I don't think we'd be getting that kind of an interpretation.
I just want to ask you, if Tom Leonard had won the race for attorney general, would this legislation still be before the House?
I think so. It's really... the genesis of this is more from looking at what's happened in our state years. If you remember during the Detroit bankruptcy, our attorney general interpreted that the legislature was responsible for the public pensions of the city of Detroit. Many people in the legislature disagreed with that interpretation, but we had no avenue to make that known. So this would allow us to just allow the legislature to petition the court to say, here's our opinion.
As we're talking with State Representative Dan Lowers, soon to be state senator, by the way, starting in January. So you're, as the floor leader, you're kind of the traffic cop through this lame duck legislative session, aren't you?
Yes. So it's definitely a busy time. I get a lot of questions about the Senate, and I'm like, I'm not even thinking about the Senate yet because we really got to keep our mind on what we're doing here yet in the House.
Is there any particular legislation that you are, you know, particularly passionate about, or that you you know, want to make sure gets through in these next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that the Senate takes action on something called advanced deposit wagering, and that directly affects the horse racing industry. We've had both of our horse tracks, our last two horse tracks, close this past year, and that's really due to the fact that we have not been able to get advanced deposit wagering passed or get that law changed in our state. Essentially, what that means is today people use their cell phones to place their bets at horse tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan doesn't allow that, and that's basically what's put our horse tracks out of business. It's kind of like telling someone you can't use your phone to you know, to do the things you do every day.
That seems like a simple piece of legislation. What's the resistance been there?
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's a real mix of politics over that. One thing that I think is part of it, and I can definitely understand is, you know, some people see that as you're promoting gambling by allowing someone to gamble on their phone. But, you know, I would argue that the difference is there actually has to be a horse race taking place in order for you to use your phone to place a bet on a horse race.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I farm, so I get enough gambling. I don't look for other opportunities. it's clear that because the technology has changed and our laws have not changed with it, that our horse tracks have gone out of business.
So this legislation
goes a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that one. When do you think that will come up for a vote?
Well, if it doesn't come up within the next week, I'm in real trouble as far as my goals for getting that done. So hopefully we see that up next week.
What is your goal for getting the session, Don? I mean, when do you expect to wrap up and head on to Lansing for Christmas break?
Well, as long as I get home before Christmas Eve, I'll still have a seat at the dinner table. I really believe we're going to go into the third week of December, just looking at the volume of work before us. Yet at this time, you know, I'm okay with heading home just about any time, but there's a lot of people that want to see things through yet, and so we're going to try to give them all a fair shake.
All right. Well, Dan, we appreciate the insight this morning. Thanks for joining us. Be careful out there, and good luck.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye now.